when the flicker of the torches made it difficult to judge distances, and, picking out the biggest and wildest tusker of the mob, would hammer him and hustle him into quiet while the men on the backs of the other elephants roped and tied the smaller ones. There was nothing in the way of fighting that Kulanag, the old, wise black snake, did not know, for he had stood up more than once in his time to the charge of the wounded tiger, and the curling up his soft trunk to be out of harm's way had knocked the springing brute sideways in mid-air with a quick sickle cut of his head, that he had invented all by himself, had knocked him over and kneeled upon him with his huge knees till the life went out with a gasp and a howl, and there was only a fluffy striped thing on the ground for Kulanag to pull by the tail. "Yes," said Big Toomai, his driver, the son of Black Toomai, who had taken him to Abyssinia, and grandson of Toomai of the Elephants, who had seen him caught. "There is nothing that the black snake fears except me. He has seen three generations of us feed him and groom him."